Welcome to Bentiu.
Thank you very much.
Can you please start by presenting yourself?
My name's Major Gemma Simister, and I am the future, or I will be in a few days, officer commanding of the Bentiu Engineer Group.
Yeah, you are just arriving. How do you expect your work to be here in Bentiu?
I think it's going to be very interesting. We've only been here for 2 days, or I've only been here for 2 days. I'm still awaiting the arrival of some of my my team, but I've already met, I think, 100 different people. It's been really interesting, lots of different cultures, and I've also managed to get out to Bentiu to meet some of the local population, which again was very interesting, really nice to meet them, and they were very friendly. So I think it's going to be a very enjoyable time here in Bentiu.
You bring a new team. How look like your team?
So very similar to the previous team. We've got around the same number of people with similar skills and experience. So we'll be able to continue the work that the previous team has done and hopefully build on all their successes.
Would you please describe kind of capacity that you guys have, technicity, how many people you have, and what kind of specification did they bring in Bentiu?
So we have a variety of engineers. So we have all different types of trades. So we have everything from plumbers, electricians, all the way to guys who can mend and repair air conditioning units. And we also have chefs, some infantry soldiers, and some mechanical engineers who can repair the vehicles and keep all that on the road.
Do you have any picture of what will be your successful story?
I think finishing off the main reason the UK engineers are here, and like I say, building on the previous team's success in the Level 2 hospital, that would be a really big success story for us. But also, thanks to the work that the previous team has done on that, we're hoping to be able to go out and help the local population a little bit more and get some interesting experiences from that.
You're replacing another female peacekeeper. How do you feel about that?
I think it's really positive. Like Alanda said, it's not that unusual for female commanders within the UK Army, but it's really positive to have another female taking over here, and it's been commented on when we've been walking around meeting people that it's a female replacing a female. So I think it's really good, and it's nice that we're in this position and we're able to do that.
Well, I've been recording some stories about female engagement in peace process, but it is still kind of long way to go here in Bentiu. What kind of message would you throw out to those females who are still hesitating to bring their capacity and build the peace here in South Sudan?
I think, the message is that don't limit yourself. Females are equally capable of doing all the things that their male counterparts are able to do. We just have to work a little bit harder at it sometimes because we don't have the same opportunities. So, but keep working on it.
Commander, wish you good luck.
Thank you very much.